What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Would you welcome a return there, or has that run its course?
Listen, I'm open to whatever I feel like is the best option. If Buffalo is that best option, obviously, you know, I will take it. That's definitely something that I will do. I know the system very well. I know the guys very well. And I feel like I can contribute big there like I have in the past. So Buffalo's definitely could be a team that I end up being on. You know, we'll see. I don't know.
Gabe Davis with Kay Adams. We are having fun.
I just retweeted in back-to-back seconds. You posting the wide receiver big board empty behind you in a picture.
He's not on it.
And then on a very different vibe, right next to it, because these tweets were back-to-back in my timeline, the highlights of his 200-yard, four-touchdown game against Kansas City.
Okay. Gabe Davis reportedly coming in for a visit tomorrow. Maybe. The Bills are signing wide receiver Grant DuBose.
Yes.
Which we thought... Elena Getzenberg initially reported that the Bills were hosting a pair of running backs and a pair of receivers, and my immediate speculation was they're going to throw some bodies out there in Tampa. That's it. Hey, you want to wear a jersey in Tampa?
Yeah.
Let's do it. No one will play in that game. But Gabe Davis in for a visit with the Bills reportedly this week.
Tomorrow. Is what Jerry Dulac says. Yeah.
Okay, Jerry Dulac says that. Jordan Schultz has it.
Numbers that are available, not 13 if Jalen Virgil's here.
Jalen Virgil, he got waived. It's available.
I've got him on. Oh, yeah, he's listed on IR.
Waived, injured, yeah.
All right, so 13's available. That's easy. Zero is not, which is what he wore last year in Jacksonville. Coleman's got that.
All right, let's just take some calls here. It's fine. Let's do it. 803-0550. Mike in Pennsylvania. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Yeah, I'm just as frustrated as you, Jeremy. It's kind of almost getting ridiculous that we keep piecemealing other team scraps to an elite franchise-changing quarterback in Josh Allen. It's almost eerily similar to what Green Bay did to Aaron Rodgers with the running back position and wide receiver position. We've got to start drafting, and I know they needed to get the defense right. But this is the difference between having McDermott as the head coach, where he's going to stack his defense, and having an offensive-minded McVay as our head coach. And that's why so many people want to go to a McVay. And I don't know why Brandon Bean gets so frustrated when the fans are calling this, but there's no elite talent. Even when we had Diggs, I didn't think Diggs was – he was great, but he wasn't a bona fide number one burner.
He was a definite bona fide number one. He's one of the three best receivers in the league when he was here for the first 3 years. Like, you know, I mean, it wasn't a burner for speed if you want speed, but true artist, all time great at the position, arguably, whatever. He was great.
I just mean down the field threat. Like, yeah. They're still looking for that down the field, take the top off the defense threat to pair with Josh Allen. They haven't got it. And they haven't even taken a swing in the draft on it either, which is frustrating. I mean, it's just, you know, it's time and time again. And Bean's, to Bean's defense is what he says as well. And he got in, you know, at you, Jeremy, last year when you said, hey, you know, why didn't you guys draft the number one wide receiver? And he, you know, that was national news. But it's the same story. And especially if they bring Gabe Davis back, good luck. That's all I got to say.
Thanks, Mike. A couple things. Again, I still don't think there's reason to think they're going to sign him, that he's going to be on the active roster, that he'd be back here. I don't even really think it would necessarily be the worst move. Mm-hmm. You could tell me that he could be fine here and be replaced like Tyrell Shavers if they're going to carry six. I'll listen to that. I just think it looks ridiculous. It looks utterly ridiculous if that were to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's going to sign with Pittsburgh, and I hope it's all like a ruse to get that to happen. So, but one clarification. Right. The dust-up about the draft with Bean was not that I asked him why he didn't draft the number one receiver. I was talking about like the fourth round and the fifth round. the blocking tight end and the now looks like
Deion Walker before that. Sure, a little
which
bit.
He might be a nice player. Like, you don't have to draft them all. I mean, I like everybody else out there, I thought this draft is going to be primarily about the defense. They need a lot of pieces on the defense. And they got a lot of pieces on the defense and free agency as well. And I thought they should probably draft a receiver somewhere to have someone in there that can be the next Curtis Samuel, that can be the next Josh Palmer. These guys are not even at the top of their game. You just don't have to pay a lot for them. The whole point about that big thing that happened that made national news, that was the point. You don't have to spend $11 million on Josh Palmer. You can just draft one of those. Get a guy that's fast. Yep. Get him on the team. Names specifically, Torrey Horton, Seattle. He's having a great camp. He's going to start for them. Fifth rounder. Mm-hmm. You have to just take the – Shakir is a great example of this. What they drafted Shakir. Took a little bit of time to get him on the field. And then, like, boom, you get 2 years of really cheap and you extend him and you're – okay.
Davis right away.
Davis is great.
He produced cheap.
Yes. And, I mean, is Davis Coleman. Coleman in the second round. Coleman is the receiver they took above Davis. It's like, fourth round, fifth round, second round. You get your Caden Prathers. You get your Austin Proles.
How about your Ray McLeods?
Yeah, you know, like – it's just the whole point of that conversation that day was this position is expensive. Mm-hmm. You should do something different about it. And whatever, the board didn't fall their way. I get that. I get why the GM would push back on that and say, like, sorry, like, we didn't like the value. I think the thing he couldn't say and that no GM can ever say is he got sniped on like three picks. They got sniped. Whether that.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from.
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's Kyle Williams of the Patriots, Tesla to the Lions, Horton to
Seattle.
Jalen Royals. Like, they're 3-4 times on the board. Maybe Burden. He goes to the Bears and the Bills. No, all right, well, let's go over and get T.J. Sanders instead.
Maybe they got sniped by Isaiah Bond having a legal situation.
Right. They had seven receivers come in for top 30 visits. To me, part of the reason I asked the question was, like, I know you wanted one. You didn't get one. So that's like, well, whatever. I shouldn't say no. I have great reason to believe you wanted one. And one other thing about what the caller says there, I don't think we should just always assume McDermott wants the defense. I think there's no reason to think McDermott didn't want an offensive player in the first three rounds. Maybe he doesn't like every player that Bean takes. I don't know. We don't really get the two of them together that often, do we? It's not like
recently.
You know, they're whatever. I don't want this to go too far. Let's not go too far down the rabbit hole on a Tuesday for a team that's going to win 14 games. We were mad about safety yesterday. Today it's about Gabe visiting. Again, I'll just go back to, I don't think he's going to sign. I probably don't even think he's going to visit. If he does sign, I think it looks ridiculous.
If he signs, who's it bad for? Samuel? Is Samuel done?
If you tell me he signs for Samuel, I might tell you I'll take it. So I'm out from under Samuel.
Right, like does
and I can just imagine somebody new next year.
Yeah, like does that actually fit better on their depth chart? Davis over Samuel? Again, Davis does something behind Coleman that they don't otherwise have. Samuel's skill set is like what all of their guys do. It's what Shakir does. It's what Palmer can do. It's what Moore can do. It's what Kincaid can do. Like, I don't need another slot receiver like Curtis Samuel. What they might think they need is a guy who, well, I was going to say availability, but Davis also had this injury. A guy that they could trust to stay on the field, and maybe they need a Mac Hollins type of big body receiver to do the dirty work. That's why I'm not fully brushing it off. I think it's possible they actually want to sign him. Possible.
803-0550. Steve in Texas. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys.
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I am thinking that Curtis Samuel potentially starts out the season on IR designated to return, and it gives him a chance to keep some extra guys and kind of see who's gonna pan out early in the season, and then you know you could still possibly trade Samuel, but ultimately I think once we get into November and we get to the trade deadline, they're going to have to add a major piece somewhere on this roster to make a push, because I just don't think there's enough game changers to actually get it done and win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve. That could be possible. The only thing, though, about Samuel and putting him on the shelf on the IR list or whatever is that he's coming back. Like, he practiced in a limited fashion on Friday in Chicago. I don't think he did any team drills, Sal said, but he was in uniform and he's working his way back. So I think you might not be able to do that. You know, like, sure, put Samuel on IR and sign Gabe Davis. I think the fact that Samuel is getting healthy might not let that happen.
We got to get a break in. Extenda Sports and the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Got a lot of people ready to talk about Gabe, so, you know, keep going. It's interesting. It's interesting. That's all I've got. It's interesting. We're having a Tuesday. Jeremy and Joe, Sneaky Joe here on WGR.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.